Monday, February 24th. Feast of St. Matthias the Apostle. The lesson from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verses 15 through 26. In those days, Peter, rising up in the midst of the brethren, said, now the number of persons together was about 120, Men and brethren, the scripture must needs be fulfilled which the Holy Ghost spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who was the leader of them that apprehended Jesus, who was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. And he indeed hath possessed a field of the reward of iniquity, and being hanged, burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the same field was called in their tongue Hasaldama, that is to say, the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let their habitation become desolate, and let there be none to dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore, of these men who have companied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus came in and went out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day wherein he was taken up from us, one of these must be made a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And praying, they said, Thou, Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen to take the place of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas hath by transgression fallen, that he might go to his own place. And they gave them lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Haydock Commentary. Peter, who was the prince or the chief of the apostolic college, who had authority over them all, who by his place and dignity might without them have chosen and appointed a new apostle to succeed Judas, yet he consults them. Here Peter acts and ordains in virtue of his supremacy, and the other apostles agree to his appointment. When it says that Judas possessed a field, he is said to have done what was done by others with the 30 pieces of silver, the reward of his iniquity. Here it says that having hanged himself, he burst asunder. The Greek has it, falling headlong, as perhaps he did by the judgment of God from the place or tree where he hanged himself. Judas did not possess the potter's field, but he furnished the price to buy it, giving back the 30 pieces of silver. The words quoted from the Psalms by St. Peter, his bishopric let another take, were prophetically spoken of in the Psalms of the traitor Judas. The quote from the Psalms, let their habitation be desolate, in some manuscript copies it has let his habitation be desolate. In the Psalms the text was written against the Jews, the persecutors of Christ in general, but in this place Peter applies it to Judas in particular. Judas going to his own place refers to the place of perdition which he brought himself to. The casting of lots was lawfully done when they knew that both of them were fit and every way qualified for the office. This method of deciding the election of ministers by lots is one of those extraordinary methods which was inspired by God, but can seldom or ever be imitated. Where both candidates appeared equally worthy, as in the present case, and human judgment cannot determine which is to be preferred, it cannot be said that it was wrong to decide it by lots. Thus were avoided any of the evil consequences which might have happened by one party being preferred before the other. St. Augustine observes that in a doubtful case, where neither part is bad, to decide by lots is not in itself wrong. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. At that time Jesus answered and said, I confess to thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them to the little ones. Yea, Father, for so hath it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered to me by my Father, and no one knoweth the Son but the Father, neither doth anyone know the Father but the Son, and he to whom it shall please the Son to reveal him. Come to me, all you that labor and are burdened, and I will refresh you. Take up my yoke upon you and learn of me, because I am meek and humble of heart, and you shall find rest to your souls, for my yoke is sweet and my burden light. Haydock Commentary. Jesus gives thanks to his heavenly Father because he had revealed the secret of his coming to his disciples, who, according to the false opinion of men, are called children and fools, and had hid it from the scribes and Pharisees, whom he in ridicule calls the wise and prudent. By this prayer he also begs that his heavenly Father would complete what he had begun in his apostles. Christ does not rejoice that it was not revealed to the wise and prudent, but because it was revealed to his little ones. When Christ speaks of those who labor and are burdened, he is referring to those who are wearied with the heavy load of sins and the grievous yoke of the old law. Fear not the yoke of Christ, for it is a yoke of the greatest sweetness. Be not disheartened when he mentions a burden, because it is a burden exceeding light. If then our Savior says that the way of virtue is exceeding narrow and replete with difficulties and dangers, we must call to mind that it is so to the slothful only, Perform therefore with alacrity what is required, and then will all things be easy, the burden will be light, and the yoke sweet. For though in regard of our weak nature it be a very heavy yoke, yet the grace of God renders it easy and light, because our Lord himself helps us to bear it. According to the words of the prophet Hosea, I will be unto them as he that takes the yoke from off their heads. Chapter 11, verse 4. St. Bernard says that our Savior sweetens by the spiritual unction of his grace all the crosses, penances, and mortifications of religious souls. St. Augustine says that before he knew the power of grace, he could never comprehend what chastity was, nor believe that anyone was able to practice it. But the grace of God renders all things easy.